Captain Ronald McGee flew an F-4 Phantom during the Vietnam War and built a distinguished military career at a time in history when few African Americans became pilots. He faced his share of obstacles, but they could hardly compare to those his father faced. Captain McGee is the son of Tuskegee Airman pilot Colonel Charles McGee, one of the original members of a unit that changed history, breaking through doors that would never be closed again. It's a proud legacy. Captain McGee is in Hawaii to encourage young people to pursue careers in aviation, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. You decided you wanted to be a pilot when you were quite young.
5 years old.
So at whatever year that was, young black kids at age of five who said they wanted to become pilots sometimes got discouraged by their parents, didn't they?
That's true. Fortunately, my father, even though he was a military pilot, and he at one point was thinking about getting out and flying commercially himself, mm-hmm. and he realized that they weren't hiring any commercial pilots. Even when the Tuskegee Airmen came back from World War II, there was no opportunity at all to fly commercially for them. But he never, told me to pick something else, even from that age, that because they didn't have one. So I'm glad that he didn't.
He also, I would guess, like most parents of his generation, told you that you're going to have to be twice as good to be considered equal.
He did, but he always, said that whatever you do, give it your best to excel.
Yeah.
And if you don't, he says you're only hurting yourself. And that was something he espoused since we were very young.
Let's set the stage for people who might not know about the Tuskegee Airmen to just sort of give a capsule description of just what that phenomenon was in the Second World
War.
Sure.
Well, the Tuskegee Airmen actually started as an experiment because in the 40s when African-Americans or blacks, or what you call it, Negroes at the time, wanted to get into aviation, there was no place for them to go because the Army Air Force didn't have a field, and everybody had to be – it was segregated. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have black instructors, black mechanics. When they decided to do an experiment finally, they even had to hire black people that did all their administration. I mean, everything. The cooks they had to be totally separated from everybody else in the military. So when they started that – the program, they drug their heels quite a bit, and a very forward-thinking woman, Eleanor Roosevelt, actually was instrumental in getting the program going. Mm-hmm. She went down to Tuskegee, the base that they had chosen, and flew with Chief Anderson, who was one of the instructor pilots at the Black Air School that they had there at the time. There was about three in the nation, and her Secret Service didn't want her to do it, but she said, "I'm going to," and she did, and the program actually started within a few months after her taking that flight because it made national news.
And, of course, Tuskegee is the site of Tuskegee Institute founded by Booker T. Washington. So
yes.
It's a center of African-American education well before the Tuskegee Airmen came along. But that sort of added to the, symbolic weight of what was accomplished by that unit.
Yeah, so they weren't initially called Tuskegee Airmen even. That name came quite a bit later, but mm-hmm. it came because they did do it in Tuskegee next to Tuskegee Institute.
Yeah. Well, having your father's generation having broken through those barriers, a generation later, what kind of environment did you face?
Well, I didn't have the same trials that that he had. I wasn't expected to fail. At the same time, you weren't given the opportunity to succeed either.
Mm-hmm.
You did have to be better than everyone. To be considered equal. And there was still racism that existed at the time, even when I was coming through. It might just still exist today to a certain extent.
Sure.
But I've had one instructor in the military who said he wasn't going to fly with me. I had one instructor who actually lowered my grades after he posted because he put me in the top of my class. And so he changed it twice to put me in the middle of the class. I've had one commercial pilot when I was brand new to the airlines even that said that he heard that blacks couldn't swim or fly. So it still existed at some point, the things that you had to deal with, but you just have to continually be honest to yourself and prove them wrong.
Well, the question that I'm sure your father got asked and the question that probably you got asked at one point is, how do you avoid bitterness?
Well, You know, we were always raised the fact that if you get bitter, you are, again, the only person you're hurting is yourself. So you have to be able to rise above that and look beyond that.
It's easier to say than to carry out in your life, though, isn't it?
It is, but it's a decision. You know, it's a decision. You can say, oh, poor me, and I'm stuck in my environment, or you can, you know, choose not to say that.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have, and once you make that decision, now you have no choice but to excel in whatever it is that you want to do.
You know, and you make me think that maybe getting angry in response is sort of a variation on, oh, poor me.
I believe that it is.
Actually, and so, but, you know, it's tough to suppress anger when you're feeling disrespected.
It is, you know, in the 60s when there were a lot of riots, there was one thing I'll never, ever forget, and there was a son with his grandfather standing at a window looking out over the violence and the burning of the cities in Detroit. And the grandfather looked at his grandson and said, do you think you can shoot out all those lights because they're burning the city? And the son said, yeah, why not? And the grandfather said, can you shoot them all back on again? Mm. And I thought that was extremely heavy, because violence without an end result or something else, a way to rebuild and make things better, is just violence. And I thought that was just an outstanding way to really drive that point home. So there's more than one way to get a job done, and violence is almost never, ever the answer.
And if you destroy something, you kind of have a responsibility to rebuild it. Otherwise, you've just added to the problem.
Exactly right.
You're now looking to inspire young people to pursue careers in aviation. What are the selling points that you bring up when you're talking to a young person? Say, you ought to think about this.
Well, you know, aviation for me, I was raised around it. My father never pushed me into aviation at all. He always said, choose your own path. But I think because I was around aircraft and a couple of experiences I had when I was young, I wanted to get into that field. I think it's more important that you follow your heart, whatever it is. If you have a path for yourself or something you see that really drives you, and then that's the course that you need to take. And if it's aviation, that's great. I think we are falling behind as a nation in a lot of the STEM research to other countries, and that's extremely important that we get, you know, back into that. But if that's not your chosen path and goal, then you still need to be honest to yourself. There's so many people that go to work, I think, today and do something that they don't want to do and are not happy with their job. They wish they had done something else, but they don't take the steps that it takes to do what they really desire. For me, that was aviation, and I think for a lot of people who get into that, if you take your first flight or enjoyed your flight, that you probably have that in you, then it's something to pursue and find out if you really want to make a career of it. I have made some sacrifices to get to where I was, but I will never look back and go, I wish I had done something different, and I would never want to change my vocation from what I had. It was a fantastic career.
Good advice. Thank you so much, Captain.
Thank you very much.
Captain Ronald McGee is one of the hosts of the Pacific Aviation Museum Pearl Harbor's 8th annual Discover Your Future in Aviation event this Saturday. You can learn more about Captain McGee and about the event on our Facebook page, The Conversation.